today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Has anyone ever asked you what your mission in life is? Have you ever asked someone what their mission is? Everyone has a mission. Some may call it their purpose. No matter what you call it, a mission or a purpose, there is something in life that you're supposed to do that will add value to your life and the lives of others. Life will present you with many opportunities to explore. Each day, people go to their jobs hoping to find fulfillment. Each day, students go to colleges all around the country with a desire to fill the void in their life. Many pour themselves into all types of activities, trying to find their mission in life. How many of you know that your mission in life is the same as Jesus' mission was? Yes, you have so much in common with him. He is your example. In John chapter 4, verses 32 through 34, the writer shares these words. But he said to them, "I have food to eat, of which you do not know." Therefore, the disciples said to one another, "Has anyone brought him anything to eat?" Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work." A woman of Samaria had come to draw water at the well, and Jesus asked her for a drink. Jesus had sent his disciples away to buy food. While they were gone, he witnessed to the woman about the living water that she could not get from the well. Upon the disciples' return, they urged Jesus to eat, and he shared John chapter 4, verses 32 through 34 with them. When he said, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me," Jesus was telling the disciples what his mission was. Jesus echoed Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3, where Moses stated, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." When he talked with the Samaritan woman, he was performing the will of the Father and thereby received more nutrition, more sustenance, and satisfaction than mere food could offer. His obedience to God's will filled him. What fills you? Is it work? Is it college? Is it your friends, your co-workers, your husband, your wife, or some other material thing? Nothing can fill you like doing the will of the Father. What does God want you to do? What mission has he given you that will fill the godlike void in your life? It's the same mission he gave to Jesus. That's your food. Yes, your mission is to do the will of the Father and to finish his work. Be a witness. Jesus gave us many examples of how to witness. Jesus gave us many examples of how to accomplish our mission. When you set out on the mission to do the will of the Father, you will find your purpose in life. These are just a few words to encourage and remind you. Keep the main thing, the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message, start your personal Bible reading plan, customize your private journal, and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.